Today is the feast day of St. Matthias. St. Matthias is a great saint because he shows us one of the great truths of the Catholic faith. Basically, I think if you say, well, why do I love my Catholic faith? The first one probably is going to be the Eucharist, right? The body and blood of Christ present and available for us to receive. The second one is, why are we Catholic? Is the feast day today, apostolic succession, that Jesus Christ obviously had tons of disciples, and among those disciples, he had 12 apostles. And very clearly, all through Scripture, these 12 apostles are entrusted with a special mission that not all the disciples are entrusted with. And of course, one of those apostles was very bad, Judas, who betrayed him and then died. So what happens after Judas dies? We pick a new apostle. And that the story from the Acts of the Apostles shows us the pattern that Christ intended for us, that guided by the Holy Spirit, the church will always have successors to those apostles until he comes back in glory at the end. That what are the qualifications for a bishop? Well, really, it turns out just kind of being like a warm body. That's all it really takes to be an apostle. They just pick Matthias, he was there. Now, hopefully, they're more like Peter and Paul and Andrew than they are like Judas. But we're always going to have a Judas here and there, and we're always going to have a Matthias, thankfully, to replace him. That God takes care of us. He says, I'll be with you all days. That the most important thing of our church is that it's established by Christ and overseen by the Holy Spirit. But better a good decision or not by God, but he's entrusted this church to human hands. He's entrusted it to the apostles. So today is a great feast of Matthias and a great opportunity to pray for those successors of the apostles. What a great gift God has given us with this church to give us salvation in all the parts of the world, all times since Christ ascended to the Father, that he sent out men, ordinary men, to go and preach the gospel and to set up a church. And it's a beautiful thing, obviously, here too, because we're at the cathedral. We're at a place that is the church of one of the successors of the apostles. So pray today for all those successors of the apostles on earth, that they might contribute to the spreading of the gospel and protecting the faith which we love so much.